All right, I just posted the Substack of this podcast, so now I'm going to talk about it. First of all, oh my God, I didn't even open it. But today I'm going to talk about comments sections. If you want to read the more in-depth slash better thought out version of this, be sure to look at the Substack in the show notes, either the video description, or if you're listening to this on the podcast, then it's in the description of the podcast. So, I'm going to talk about comment sections. Something that I found really interesting is that recently, now that I'm posting videos onto YouTube and everything, I thought about it and I was like, well, I should stop being a lurker and start actually participating in the online discourse by in the form of commenting. So I started finally commenting on videos that I found interesting and that sort of thing. I was watching some Paul Vanderclay video a while back on this little corner of the internet, which is this weird phenomenon that's happening with a bunch of very small creators. I don't even know if I'd want to call them creators, but it's a very small group of people online that have been influenced by various podcasters slash video creators, and then they felt the need to participate. And the way that they felt the need to participate was in the form of video. So looking at all of that made me like, well, okay, I should probably do the same. But I had preemptively done the same with the past few podcast episodes, but this had also solidified like the same idea in a different context. So I found that interesting. But in general, I wanted to talk about comment sections, particularly on YouTube, but in general, comment sections across social media also kind of fit this category. Because one of the things that I find really interesting about comments is that every time you comment on a video or a social media post or anything like that, you open yourself up to there being, it's basically an open chat room for anyone that has an account to reply to. Like that reply, you don't get to choose whether or not people are allowed to reply to you or not. So that's really interesting. So when you comment something, it could become viral. It's kind of mini viral because on YouTube, because it's usually anonymous, then your comment doesn't really become anything significant in terms of like affecting your real life. On Facebook or Instagram or anything that has like real name association, then yeah, it matters more. But for YouTube, most people's comments are anonymous. So you get this little bit of virality that can happen within your comment. But that bit of virality is only like in the context of the people watching this video, this comment was salient enough that a bunch of people responded to your comment. So sometimes it'll be like because it's vitriolic and like trying to instigate fights. And then you have a bunch of reply back and forth between usually just two people, the original commenter and some other person responding, where they just go back and forth on whatever argument they're on. Or you have comments that are like super liked, where it's like, okay, it has a lot of likes, but it also has a lot of replies. But those replies are basically the equivalent of like, I agree with this. And then you get a bunch of that. So it's really interesting to see how those dynamics work. It's more interesting to see the debate in the comments too, because you'll see comments where two guys are like debating some subject and it goes over for multiple days. And then sometimes a person will stop talking for like a good chunk of time and then they'll come back and then they'll explain to the guy, hey, I was doing this thing, so I wasn't able to respond to you. And then the next guy's like, oh, no worries, man. And then they get back into the conversation. It really is just this public open chat room because you can see the same thing happening in your private chats. It's just that this is in a YouTube comment section that this is happening. So I found that really interesting. All of the stuff I talked about there is not written about in the Substack article because I couldn't find a way to like make it fit. But yeah, it's so interesting because the majority of people on these platforms are inherently lurkers. I used to be one of them where I would just watch the video, you passively watch the video, you're like, oh, this is a cool video. And then you usually what'll happen is you either open the video because of the title and thumbnail, and then you scroll immediately to the comments to see like what viewer sentiment is, what things got timestamped, that sort of thing. Or you're in the middle of watching a video, and then a moment happens, and you're like, who timestamp this moment and said exactly what I was thinking right now. So everybody has that thing that they do for when we, like, the comments are part of the content in some ways. Like, it's really interesting. Like, a great example is the Joe Rogan Experience is back on YouTube. So you'll be scrolling through the comments and then people will be like, oh, bless the fact that the comment sections are back, because the comments are like what bring the content of the thing. So it's, yeah, it's so interesting that people look forward more sometimes to reading the comment sections for a particular video than necessarily the video itself. And yeah, that's, yeah, there's so much about that communal aspect. The same thing with like sporting events. Sporting events are probably more about the community surrounding the sporting event than the sport event is. Oh, okay, I don't know if I can go that far, because watching people engage in high level physicality is probably also interesting in and of itself. But there's a part of it that's just that social element. So you're trying to like replicate that social element within a virtual environment in these comment sections. So I find that really interesting. Something I talked about in the article was that comment section seems to have a bigger influence than we give it credit in terms of like how it makes us view the content we just watched. Because, you know, you'll read a comment section to a video and you'll be like, oh, okay, I didn't even think about the thing that these comments are talking about. And then you realize, oh, there's so much negative sentiment on this video. And sometimes you'll watch the video and you'll be like, I don't know how they could have interpreted the negative sentiment from this thing. But then you realize, oh, this YouTuber was just embroiled in this random controversy and the comments have nothing to do with the actual content of the video. It's more about, we don't like this person because this person did this bad thing. So yeah, there's so many weird things going on in comment sections that you just are able to implicitly assess what the vibes are associated with this video or the person making the video. So that's really interesting. And I think, yeah, it has a lot more influence than we give it credit, in the sense of even the botting stuff is clearly a result of it having influence. Like, why would you do a bunch of Russian bot accounts if you didn't think that would affect US sentiment of things? Like, it's that gets interesting. So, and even when you're not thinking of botting accounts, you could have semi-organic, as in like all the commenters are like real people, but they've been influenced by some other influence to comment brigade some other person's post. So I'll be like, oh, here's a video of me that's like super negative. Hey guys, can you comment about how bad this video is? And you might not directly say that. You might just like heavily imply that this video is so wrong and you're reacting to the video. And then a percentage of your followers are like, oh yeah, this video is also bad. And then they go brigade the comment section of that video to like make it look more positive than it originally was, where people are like disagreeing with the negative sentiment that was brought out in that video. So, I don't know. I can just go on a bunch of different tangents, different rants about how comment sections are so interesting. One thing that I noticed that made me like really want to talk about the comment section stuff was that I was really high one time, and I remember watching a bunch of videos and I'd see the same guy show up in the comment sections a bunch of times. And then when you read the replies to the comments, other people are aware that, oh, it's the same guy over and over again. So there's this YouTube channel called Just Some Guy Without a Mustache. I'm going to go and wait. Oh, hopefully that doesn't play. Okay. I'm going to go and show this on screen here. But if you're just listening to the audio, this YouTube channel, it's at The Real Guy Without a Mustache, has 364,000 subscribers. And he only has one video, and it's called S Stands For, and it has 4.5 million views and it's 6 years old. So this guy doesn't post any content, but he has a massive subscriber count. And you read his about page and it says, just a guy who comments for fun. And this guy has been all over different comment sections of like popular videos and like other like, I don't know, like tech content, Mr. Beast. I don't know if he's been in Mr. Beast video, but I keep seeing his name all the time. And I'm like, okay, it doesn't look like it's a bot account. And then you read the rest of this and it says, P.S. I do not use any other form of social media apart from YouTube and Discord. So if you see my name and profile picture somewhere else, it's an impersonator. And you're just like, okay, that's interesting. And then this guy has a community tab because he has so many subscribers. And then you look at his first community tab thing, and it's from 10 months ago, and it says, hi, it's been a while. How's everyone doing? And then you read, and there's 944 comments on just his community post, and that's just a bunch of people being like, oh, the man, the myth, the legend's back. Oh, my God. And it's just like, what? What is this? How do you, like, you can develop this whole community around yourself through just commenting on videos and people noticing, hey, that's the guy that comments on every video. How are you here? And like, what is that phenomenon? I just don't, it's so hard to fathom a guy who has no online presence but YouTube comments and supposedly Discord. I don't know what Discord he's on, but I just can't fathom. And he has 4.5 million views on his video just because of that. In fact, if I look at the comments of this video... okay, that's loud. But if I just look at the comments of this video... here's his pinned comment on his only video. And it's like, I'm surprised that my crappy little shit post years ago actually reached 1 million views. And this is from 3 years ago. So yeah, it didn't get like traction until 3 years ago. I know I don't deserve any of this, but I just want to let every single one of you know, whether you hate my guts or somehow like me, that I'm grateful that you bothered clicking and interacting with my profile in the first place. It's like, what? What do you mean? He just comments on a bunch of other people's videos, and then everyone's like, yo, you're the man, you're so cool. And I'm like, how do you develop community through just being the commenter? And I guess it makes sense because you can think about like Twitter. What is Twitter but like a massive comment section? So if you think about it that way, then people develop followings through just purely commenting all the time. Same thing with like critic culture, where it's like, okay, they don't produce any movies, but they're always like able to critique the movie. So it's so fascinating. I just can't get over what a wild thing this section of the internet is. Like, and we know how annoying it is to not have a comment section. Like anytime you read like it's like news articles, a bunch of them turn off their comment sections. If you go to like news YouTube channels, oftentimes they'll turn off the comment section. If you go to like any of the Apple ads, they turn off the comment section. Like a lot of the corpo shit, they turn off the comment section, which is interesting because it means that's why people go to Twitter for some of those things. So then Twitter becomes the comment section of the things that can't be commented on in the video directly or the news article directly. And that's so interesting. I just don't know how to like process what's happening or what that says about humanity. I just can't get that all out in thoughts. I just, it's so interesting. Okay. I think that's all I have to say about comment sections. I love it. I want to be a participant in that thing now. Like you should be someone that actively engages with the content that you're watching. And I think it's a very important part to whatever you want to call online communities. I don't know. It feels like a different thing. It feels interesting. Yeah, I have nothing else to say. Okay. If you like the video, like it. If you dislike the video, dislike it. And please comment in the comment section. I'm going to be the first comment on this video. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to pin my comment as the first comment and go to town with that. I'll see you all later. I don't know what the next piece of content is going to be yet. I'll figure that out later. You all have a lovely day. I already said, did I say subscribe? You should subscribe. Bye.